Good morning. Out ahead of a warm front heading in our direction, clouds and scattered showers developed overnight and moved through parts of the area, wetting the ground. More importantly, temperatures up considerably from this time yesterday, with readings only going down into the upper 50s and lower 60s. So we're starting the day about 20 degrees warmer with more humidity in the air. And as that warm front approaches, a new round of showers and thunderstorms are moving through parts of Ontario and western and central New York. These showers and thunderstorms will be in interior New York and New England through the morning drive and into the latter stages of the morning, some with heavy downpours and frequent lightning. As we get into the middle part of the day and the warm front presses to the north, a southwesterly wind will carry in warmer and even more humid air through the afternoon with hazy sunshine. This will lead to another round of mainly isolated to scattered thunderstorms, and some of these storms later in the day could be on the stronger side, maybe even severe, as the warmth and humidity will combine with wind energy in the atmosphere, so gusty winds and hail are possible with some of these storms by mid to late afternoon, especially across northern New York and New England. Temperatures today will top out in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Overnight tonight, we'll be in the warm and muggy air mass behind that warm front. Temperatures will only go down into the upper 60s and lower 70s with partly cloudy skies. And this will set us up for a summer-like day tomorrow. A southwesterly breeze will carry our temperatures through the 80s and in a lot of places in the lower 90s with high humidity. It'll feel like it's in the mid-90s through the afternoon. And in this environment, we may see a couple of scattered thunderstorms fire later on in the day. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the north and west, where a cool front will be tracking through the Great Lakes and toward our region. This will arrive on Thursday during the day with a round of showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures out ahead of this front will still top out in the lower 80s, although when the wind shifts around the backside of this front on Thursday night, and especially during the day on Friday, sharply cooler air will begin to flow in. We'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds on Friday, still the risk of a passing shower. The wind out of the northwest will gust over 20 miles per hour, and highs on Friday will only be in the middle 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and very cool Saturday as high pressure continues to build in the lower 60s, and a beautiful end to the weekend with mostly sunny skies on Sunday, still a little bit cool but nice with highs in the upper 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Humberto, located about 150 miles west of the southernmost Cape Verde Islands. Humberto is moving toward the west-northwest near 9 miles per hour, and a turn toward the northwest with a decrease in forward speed is expected later today, followed by a turn toward the north on Wednesday. Maximum sustained winds have increased to near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is expected, and Humberto is forecast to become a hurricane later today. And Gabrielle has regenerated into a tropical storm 185 miles south of Bermuda this morning, where a tropical storm warning is now in effect. Gabrielle is moving toward the north near 14 miles per hour, and this general motion is forecast to continue today and tonight. A gradual turn toward the north-northwest with a decrease in forward speed is expected on Wednesday. On the forecast track, Gabrielle is expected to pass near or over Bermuda by Wednesday morning. Maximum sustained winds are near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours. Rough surf conditions will begin to affect Bermuda by this afternoon, and a storm surge of 2 to 3 feet above normal tide levels is expected by tomorrow morning. Rainfall across Bermuda will total up to 6 inches on the island. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 45 degrees, with a west-northwest wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 7 degrees above zero. In Albany on the hour, overcast skies and 63 degrees, the dew point 59, 87% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.07 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Red Bluff, California, to a low of 29 at Saranac Lake, New York, and Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the mid-80s, Boston mostly cloudy in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report. The high temperature in Albany yesterday, 70 degrees, the low 41. The average temperature, 56, that's 9 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, still 61 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 3/10 of an inch below normal. And 32.12 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 5.06 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 54. The record high, 96, set in 1931, and the record low, 34, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 6:30 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:14 p.m., 12 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today, becoming more humid with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun, warm, and much more humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, showers and thunderstorms this morning, then some hazy sun, then another chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon, becoming humid with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun, warm, and much more humid today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible. Highs in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Showers and thunderstorms this morning, then some hazy sun, then another chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon, becoming humid with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy, hot and humid with a scattered late-day thunderstorm in the lower 90s. Showers and storms likely Thursday in the lower 80s. A morning shower Friday, then partly sunny, windy and cooler with highs in the middle 60s. Breezy and very cool Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s. Mostly sunny, upper 60s on Sunday. And a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Monday with highs around 70. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.